today's gospel reading, we hear one of the most popular verses in all of sacred scripture. I've seen this verse on bumper stickers. I've seen it on billboards. I've even heard it mentioned in a country song. I'm talking, of course, about John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Because this verse is so popular, the tendency for us is to allow it to go in one ear and out the other. But we must not let this passage become trivial, insignificant. It's somewhat of a thesis statement for the entire Gospel of John, and it contains one of the fundamental truths of our Catholic faith, namely, God loves us so much that he gave his only Son for our salvation. Now, oftentimes, I admit, it can be difficult to let the truth of this really take root in our hearts. To hear this verse that God loves us is one thing, but to truly believe it is another thing. For example, one can easily look at all the evil and suffering in the world and ask the question, does God actually love us? Or similarly, especially during the season of Lent, when our focus is heavily on our suffering and carrying our crosses, it can be easy to lose sight of why we do these penances. But thanks be to God, the Church has given us a day to refocus our attention. That day is today, Laetare Sunday. Laetare means rejoice. And today, we can rejoice in the fact that God does love us. And the proof of that is in his Son who suffered and died on the cross for us. The word believe is mentioned multiple times in the gospel today. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. That word is important for us. The translation of the original Greek word can also mean to trust in or to place confidence in. As we enter into this second half of Lent, it's important to meditate on that word, trust, believe, confidence. We can ask ourselves today, what do we place our trust in? Is our confidence in God and the love he has for us? Or is our confidence in ourselves, our own strengths, our own understanding? St. Alphonsus Liguori said that he who trusts in himself is lost, but he who trusts in God can do all things. I'm reminded, too, of how St. Faustina talks about trust. If you've ever read her diary, you know that St. Faustina was given the unique task of doing all that she could to spread devotion to divine mercy. One way to spread that devotion was to have an image painted depicting the Lord's mercy. She recounts that Jesus specifically told her the phrase, "Jesus, I trust in you," must be included in that image. The phrase was significant to the divine mercy image because it is through trust that one is able to receive the Lord's abundant mercy. Jesus told St. Faustina, "When a soul approaches me in trust, I fill it with such an abundance of graces that it cannot contain it within itself." In her diary, St. Faustina describes a time that she was going through a lot of suffering in her life. She said that at one point, she just felt like visiting the chapel and saying a prayer. So she prayed, "O Jesus, I will adore you in everything. May your will be done in me." Later, she writes that making one act of trust like that in moments of suffering gives greater glory to God than whole hours passed in prayer filled with consolations. I think that's a good lesson for us about the importance of trust. So during this remainder of our season of Lent, how can we grow in trust? A good place to start is to simply pray for that grace. I highly recommend a prayer that was composed by the Sisters of Life. It's called the Litany of Trust. It's a series of intercessions, one after the other, asking the Lord for the grace to trust. Split into two parts. The first part focuses on asking the Lord to free you from all those things that hinder you from putting your confidence in Him. The response after each line is, "Deliver me, Jesus." For example, the prayer begins, "From anxiety about the future, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear that trusting in you will leave me more destitute, deliver me, Jesus. From disbelief in your love and your presence, deliver me, Jesus." And the prayer continues like that. The second part of the prayer focuses on declaring the truth about God and placing our confidence in Him. The response after each line is, "Jesus, I trust in you." For example, the prayer continues, "That you are continually sustaining me, holding me, loving me. Jesus, I trust in you. That you are with me in my suffering. Jesus, I trust in you. That you give me all the strength I need for what is asked of me. Jesus, I trust in you." Friends, as we celebrate Laetare Sunday, we are called to rejoice in God's love for us. Today, I encourage you, when you go home, look up the Litany of Trust. Ask God for the grace to trust in Him and to place your confidence in the love He has for you.